VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police investigating the shooting at a Jewish religious center Saturday in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that left 11 people dead, say the suspected gunman shouted anti-Semitic threats as he opened fire. They say 46-year-old Robert Gregory Bowers was armed with an assault rifle and three handguns. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
Eight men and three women were killed, ranging in age from 54 to 97. One group said it was likely the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States. The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayoc is a man with a long criminal record. He now faces five charges. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health ministry said Sunday that children are dying from Ebola at an unprecedented rate due largely to poor sanitary practices at clinics run by traditional healers. The impact on children has been felt acutely in the city of Beni. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death has become intense. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority, but he cautioned investigations take time.
The UN Refugee Agency is urging the United States to allow people fleeing persecution and violence to request asylum on U.S. territory. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA his agency has alerted countries along the caravan's route that it is likely to include people in real danger.
Our position globally is that the individuals who are fleeing persecution and violence need to be given access to territory and protection, including refugee status determination procedure. And if the people who are fleeing persecution and violence enter Mexico, they need to be provided access to the Mexican asylum system, and those entering the United States need to be provided access to the American asylum system.
Mihecic says the UNHCR is very concerned about the developing humanitarian situation along the migratory route. He says there are kidnapping and security risks in the areas where the caravan may be venturing.
U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen had a blunt message Sunday to that migrant caravan slowly moving north through Mexico toward the United States. She said, don't come.
There is no place for hate in this country. Hate is hate. Violence is violence. We will do all we can at the Department of Homeland Security to ensure that such attacks are not perpetrated.
Nielsen told Fox News there's a right and legal way to enter this country by filing U.S. asylum claims while they are in Mexico. Voters in Brazil chose a new president Sunday. Observers say the country may be set to elect a far-right candidate. His opponents say his victory would threaten one of the world's largest democracies. And voters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia chose a new president on Sunday as well. There are 25 candidates. The Black Sea country is transitioning to a parliamentary form of government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.